Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome all of you followers and listeners and lovely just fans and great people. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you new, I've got a lot of you typing me, asking me what's going on today and what is it all about. Sit back and relax. It's Friday. It's fun and that's what it's all about. We're going to sit here and give you a few free readings, get a little bit of retrospection into your future, talk about a little bit of things that sometimes people get a little nervous of, magic, mediumship, psychic work, and I got to laugh. Today's Friday and you got to work with me. I'm having a little bit of a speech happy hour. This is Jethro Smith. I am a born with a gift psychic who enjoys, loves helping people, and is here today to help you with the Psychics Gone Wild acting. I have a lot of you saying, what's with acting? Today we bring you the one, the phenomenal. You know her as the actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. She has conducted her first seance at the age of 8. We know and love her. She's been on radio and TV quite often because she's just phenomenal. It's Patty Negri. Patty!
Hello, Jethro. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to us. It's our Friday Go Wild. Yay!
We've got a lot of fans asking what's going to happen today. Today, you guys know there is a contest. It is in Facebook. I can't say the name because if I tell you what it is, it has to do with the necklaces you will be winning. We have a red jasper necklace by Blue Moon Treasures here in Tampa, Florida. They were so happy last night and want to tell Linda Irwin and Jan for giving away the prize. They're also going to give them a prize. So they also will be receiving those beautiful necklaces in the mail. So we thank you and we love it. Tonight, me and Patty are on a little bit of a test here to see how we can do, and you can get us to say that key word. I will give you a hint, and it is that this is the wise hunter, very nocturnal and very much known for hunting at night. So if you have an idea, if you can get us to say it, you'll win one of those necklaces. We have a beautiful three jasper ones left, and they are red jasper, which is good for energy and vitalization. Last night, our winner of a sodalite and aventurine necklaces, thank you for playing, and please tell, you know, Blue Moon Treasures that we love them. Patty, we've got quite a few of our people writing in. They're asking to talk to Patty and ask Patty about what do you do, Patty, if someone is saying and threatening you that they're going to do some magic against you that isn't good. We had two people that were threatened here in my town, and they asked me if I would go on tonight and talk with you because the friend told them that she basically had put them in a jar and then showed them that she had a cursed jar. The person told me that they thought it was all mental until things started to happen around them that they could not explain. Is there anything that you can give them advice to break that curse in that jar?
Yes, they probably did some kind of a witch's, the bad side of a jar, put things in it for them. Number one, put protection around yourself. There's lots and lots of ways to do it. Number two, the lemon spell that we often talk about here, I could give you the chant for it even if you want, or you could email me to it. All you need is a lemon, a knife, a saucer, and some salt. It's a Southern conjure spell. It's beautiful and simple, and even if you know their names, you don't say their names, you don't visualize their faces, because again, now you're doing manipulative magic towards them. But it's okay to do defensive magic. So again, put protection around yourself, just protect yourself from them, and then don't wish anything bad upon them. That's sometimes the hardest part. And you don't want to become them. You don't want to put the badness there. You just want to keep yourself protected. And do you want me to read the lemon spell?
Oh, yes, please, Patty, please
do it. Okay, hold on. Lemon Give me one second. I love it. This is a Southern Conjure spell. It's a hoodoo spell, and it's all about cadence. And in magical workings, you've got to feel it. You've got to go with the flow. So I even suggest people, like if you're standing there and you've got a little fire going and maybe some incense and you're creating, or you're at your kitchen table and you've got your lemon and your salt, moving it, rock back and forth between the worlds. Feel that building. So what you're going to do, you're going to take your lemon, and this is the most powerful spell I've ever used, and it's the simplest. Again, don't use it on a specific person, just at the curse itself or the dark energy itself. So you take your lemon, then you cut the lemon into four pieces, and you chant this about three times. Again, and I will gladly email this to anybody if they want, but say it with cadence and say it with feeling and feel it in your soul. All spells against me congregate within this lemon, that's your fate. Sour spell to sour fruit. You must go there, because that's your suit. Bound to this lemon evermore. Each spell against me, that's your store. All in this lemon now I see, and so it is, so mote it be. And you chant that a few times as you are slicing this beautiful lemon, because lemon is one of the most cleaning and healing things there is. And the next thing is, of course, salt. So, and then you cut the lemon on a little salter, and then you keep chanting. And then you take some salt, any kind of salt. If you want to use sea salt, great. Kosher salt, great. And then you sprinkle, and you say, again, the chant as you're doing it, uncrossed, uncrossed, this salt for me breaks up attacking energy within this sour lemon bound, now kills all spells with salt and sound. As lemon dries in salt and air, I'm free from harm and all despair. Uncrossed, uncrossed, and happy now you'll see. And as I will, so mote it be. And keep chanting this, get into a cadence as you're salting. And now you have this little saucer of lemon, and you set it aside until it dries. And when it dries, you could bury or burn it. Speaking of experience, it's really hard to bury it, even in a planter bed or something. It sometimes takes days, sometimes it takes a week to dry, but the magic is working immediately. If by some chance it molds, the lemon molds, that means, yeah, you got to do it again. Throw it away or bury it and do it again. That means there was some really strong magic against you. But salt it up like you couldn't use too much salt, because that will help it really work. It's this beautiful, sweet cell, Southern Conjure, been done forever, and it really, really will cut any curses sent towards you, and don't use their name. And you, too, can use protective vault, witches' bottles, which that's probably for another thing. It's where spirits get caught in traps, in tangles, so that you're putting in moss and things into a spirit bottle. You put shiny things like nails and sequins and needles and all these things into like a jar, like a canning jar that you're putting. Usually, traditionally, you actually put a little urine and a little vinegar within this. But you put this jar somewhere, and it will catch any bad spells. I have one in my house. It's a witch's bottle. And it catches anything dark within that bottle. But I would certainly, without getting into that whole philosophy, again, it's just a protective thing, I would start with a lemon spell, and they're not going to be able to hurt you. And you have to know, and you have to believe that they're not going to hurt you. Good beats evil. Light overshadows dark. You just have to know that. Your big thing, is, besides keeping yourself protected, is not fall into their trap and start sending them bad wishes or bad thoughts. No need.
Love it. And thank you, Patty. We've got a lot of people right in here typing. You can hear those sounds. Bear with me, a lot of you guys. I have a lot of friends in Skype. Patty is really out there today because I love it. She always makes me feel good. If I put this on my mother-in-law, can I get her to do it? I'd love her to bite a lemon. Ha ha. Loving the show. Maryland, I got to tell you guys, we went into another show and they expect us to pay an amount and move us up the queue. You guys are always free. Patty, I want to talk to you so bad. Jethro, here's my area code. All of you guys that have been on Psyche's Gone Wild, you're getting wilder. What happened? Sometimes people are in and out. Jethro said variety, and I've noticed there's a lot of changes. Love the new games. Jethro, do the Monopoly Psychic game. Let's play that for a month. I would bet that if we did it, Patty would win the country, and I could win a lot because I am Patty Negri's fan. Here we go. We are writing and loving the show. I learn more on your show than I do others. Some shows just talk about doing readings. I love it because you guys give me variety, and I learn so much. Thank all of you guys. Reading this, it makes me feel really good. We have a couple of you that are a little misunderstanding. We are Psychics Gone Wild. If it's really a little nerve-wracking for you, or if it's it's too much, relax. That's what the fun thing is. We're learning it together. I have a lot of you a little bit shocked a little bit today that when you went in to our room, you had expected, you're saying that you would find a little bit of different energy because you were a little nervous. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are helping animals. Remember, in your area, if you have a rescue or a place there that is helping, and you have that space, take that animal in. We're going to talk a little bit about the psychic animals. Now, we have a phenomenal friend, me and Patty are working on, I'm going to surprise you, from American Federation. She is an animal communicator. Last we heard, she said she would come on the show. We're going to bring her in. You're going to love it. Those of you who did look at the video that Russell made, I will give you a hint. She's the other beautiful, attractive lady in there named Jennifer who said it was okay that she was in me and Patty's video. So that's a clue who's coming. We are going to talk about those totems and animals. And speaking of, we shared a story, and I will share the first one here. You guys, you need to hear this. You fans from last night, this is real emotional. I do apologize to some of you guys because of my energy and being a very strong empath. This just means a lot to me, but you need to hear the story of Barney the animal, and then I'm going to have Patty talk about a little bit of psyche, because you guys know she has a phenomenal animal, Dora. And I think, Patty, do you have cats? Am I correct?
I do. I have two cats, Larry and Petunia, and then, of course, Princess Dora.
I love it. And we're going to have you guys, because we're having a lot of people ask, so we'll hopefully find a cat story. I haven't yet. We're still working on it. But we did have Linda's phenomenal story last night. And I want you guys to know, from Blue Moon Treasures, part of why they're giving the awards to the ladies here is there was a gentleman here. And long story short, I want to read you this that I got today in my text message. So you guys got to bear with me. Keep in mind, I gave this man a couple of months ago. I saw him. He was in a bad space. So he said I could read this. So in permission, I'm going to read this to you as he texted it to me. I'm just writing to let you know this. I really must be honest with you and start this out first and foremost. I do not believe in psychics, and I do not believe in mediums. I also have been in my whole life a very strong man of faith. A couple of months ago, I was in a bad situation, and I was in Tampa, Florida. In a place, I was in a restaurant and having some problems. Me and my dog, Barney, were there, and Barney was very, very hungry. Sadly, I had reached a point in my life where I had no gas or I had nothing in my van that would help me. I spoke with this man who was very silly and seemed to be a little awkward. He is who I'm writing this to now. Jethro was his name, and he gave me a business card. This is what I am texting to now. In the back of the card was a phone number to a Psychics Gone Wild show, and he told me that if I listened to it, something very good would happen. I felt silly and explained to him it was not of my faith, but I did accept the handout he gave me and told him I would not take it to the bar because he asked me if I would use it to drink. As we went through this time, I realized a couple months ago that I had had a blessing because me and Barney went through a situation here that was very awkward. I had to put Barney into a rescue because things got worse, and we were working together on this. Because of last night's show, as friends that were talking here, me and Barney now have a job. They offered me a roofing job, and the lady that is here in Florida who had spoke last night, who called in, was so overjoyed, and listening to the show, she realized that we were going to be able to do this. I don't know why this miracle worked. I just know that it did. Okay, I feel a little different about psychic. And Jethro, go out and have as many desserts as you want. So that's what we're doing here, you guys, and I thank you for writing it. You're a very nice man, and I do love the fact that Barney got to be back with you. Anybody who knows, this is a very beautiful beagle, and I just love Barney, you know, and if I see you down there again, you know, stop by. I've got extra treats because Marty is getting to where I got to be warned. Marty's going to be going on a diet with his dad. We like to eat. So we love all of you guys, and, you know, Patty, can you tell us, we've had a lot of people ask, they say that, you know, their animals do tune. Can you talk to us a little bit about your cats, and why did you pick, I mean, obviously, with your belief, I would think cats obviously are a very good one. They cross over, I've heard. But talk to me a little bit. I don't know. Psychically, I've heard that cats can also communicate even after they're over there, and I've heard they can communicate a lot of things.
Yeah, cats really are. That's why witches have cats often, most often as their familiar, because they do. Cats see, can pass through the veil, through the other side. I'm sure most of you, and we've talked about this before, have noticed, like, even dogs, but especially cats, like, what are you looking there at the corner so intently as it moves around? And you're not seeing anything, but they are, and they really are, whether it be energy or spirits or fey energy. So cats really are just like messengers and conduits and bridges to the other side. Sit with your cat. So many people forget. They love their kitties, and they play with their kitties, and they, you know, you feed and you do the bestest of parents. But sometimes sit there and just talk to your cat. Ask your cat, you know, like, okay, give me some wisdom from the other side. Sit there with it, and you're going to go, oh, my God, all this information will come through. Who knew you knew all that fluffy?
I love it, Patty. So you do, and I could just see this. Now, listen to all of you guys that are loving Why I Love Patty. Here she's magically sitting there with her cat in this moment, and they're having this beautiful psychic conversation. And those of you who are tuning in, I've got a lot of people going, Patty knows what cat's about. That's why Patty's really right. Jethro, you got to get a cat, too, so you can sit and talk and drink tea. I would love that. And it does, you guys give me a chill. That's a good memory. I love the fact that sitting there with the idea of it is just very beautiful. I've got a limited thing in my landlord told me I have to be good because I was helping, you guys know, and bringing different animals through to get them homes. And Marty's here now because they were a little worried that they were getting bigger as they came in. You know? So the cat would be good. I do love it. We're writing in. Patty, I know that you talked to us once before about this, and I have to ask this. My cousin gave me this recipe or something they call it, and it's actually, I feel, a spell. It tells me that I should put basil and things around a circle. Do this twice, and it would bring me finances. If I do this, is there anything that will come out bad if I do it?
No. Basil is certainly a good herb or plant for money, and it's all about your intent. Again, remember, with any magical working, it's not just sitting the basil leaves in a sun circle. I don't know that particular spell. It sounds very simple and lovely. But then we talked about the dollar spell, which couldn't be simpler and lovely. But it's the intent, just like I was saying with the lemon spell, where you're rocking and you're feeling it and you're tuning into the universe. You're tuning into that abundance. You're tuning into that acceptance of that money. And certainly nothing bad can happen to you. It's all in your intent. If you're wishing bad, like you want, you know, Bob to lose a bunch of money so you could have money, yeah, that's bad. You don't want to do that. But if you're just creating spell working or abundance or things for yourself, there's nothing bad. You just don't want to do anything. The only thing that is bad is doing anything to anybody else or for anybody else without their permission, or doing anything that changes things without, again, the permission, working against nature or people or things. Other than that, magic is beautiful, given to us by nature, the universe, God.
I love it. Listen, all of you tuning in, we're having a lot of people going green with you, Patty. We're doing well. We do have we have a lot of you guys on the phones. Hang on, we'll be getting to that in just a second. The really fun thing, and you guys do realize that what we do here is we help so many. Make sure you go to psychicsgonewild.com. I've asked different friends if you could do something for us and let us write to us. If we touched your heart and something happened, please do. For those of you tuning in Wednesday night, we're very happy to say that if you looked at New York City, they said that the rescue of the Charlie Angel's dogs was going very well, that Jill and Chris had found homes. They were working with Sabrina. I had a person write to me yesterday and said that they were very hopeful that Sabrina would be getting a home very soon. Those of you who have been keeping up on that story, those three dogs were in a very sad situation, and unfortunately one was hit by a car and had to have surgery. She is now doing well, and Sabrina is doing well and looking for a home. So if you're in New York City and you've got the space and the time and you want to really love an animal, let's help those Charlie's Angels get a home. We've got a lot of you guys working out tonight. We've got a lot of you writing in. They're like, Patty can do it. I feel that Patty's been back in another life. I knew Patty because I can feel the magic every time she gets on this show. I got to tell Patty, I live here in San Francisco, and my friend and me were so excited. Someday we're going to go to L.A. and have a real reading with Patty. My name is Crystal, and I have a friend. We call her Tiny. Someday when you see us, you'll know why we listen to the show is because Jethro sent me the most coolest thing. I got a postcard in the mail with your picture, and I'm saving that stamp. I know that I've got Jan and I've got you, and I'm going to win it. Okay, good. Well, you guys, and those are other contests we have. You guys got to go into our Facebook, keep up with us on psychicsgonewild.com. We're doing contests all the time. We give away free things to make it fun and for you guys also to get to realize that's what the wild part of this is. Let's just make it a productive. We will be having next month, our topic is the moon, the magic moon, and is it a man or is it a woman? Please send us all your stuff you've got. The best answer, and you write to me what you feel. It's the woman because, and you write to us the the hosts of Psychics Gone Wild will pick the winner for it. In November, we're going to be Psychics Gone Wild. Get ready for your vote. We will be doing it by state, and I will tell you the rules. People will call that number, 844-935-7200, from whatever state they're in, and give their vote. We are going to go wild. So out of those votes, we will be the one that's the wildest on who those votes are. Be ready. We have a candidate that's already there writing in and saying, we've got them calling already. You can do that. Leave your vote. Those of you who did, we know that Patty's taken New York. We've already heard that. We had friends writing yesterday, was teasing me about it. We love you. Let's have fun and let's grab some phones. We always know you guys are ready. We're ready to do it. Please bear in mind that if the phone's a little kooky and you get dropped, please don't get offended. It's called technical difficulties, and we don't like technical difficulties, but he's part of the family, and we got to deal with him because it's live. We're going to grab on to the phones. I've got a phone number, 856. How are you today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm so glad you called in on our Friday. You've got such positive energy, and I welcome you. Do you have a question for Patty and Jethro?
I do, but before I ask my question, I want to tell you that I'm into rescues also, and I have a seven-year-old Russian Blue that my son saved off a highway. She's still with us today, and she's just wonderful, and she was underweight and sick and this and that, and she has a really wonderful life, and we're lucky to have her. And tomorrow is 2 weeks that I have a brand new little kitten, 13 weeks old, and she was living in someone's yard, and she's just a little love bug. And anytime any of us can help an animal out and give them a beautiful home, it's us that's getting the gift, not them.
Yeah, who said we can't buy love? You pay that little bit of fee to help them, maybe get a shot or their little haircut or whatever it takes to get them there, and you've bought love, and they love you unconditionally. Well, give us your name, and let's get wild.
Okay, my name is Stacy, and I have some really cool things going on right now. One is I've been with my same employer. I've been working for a bank for almost 10 years. And I am talking to upper management about possibly posting out for a higher position within the bank. I'm actually having a meeting next week, and it'll be the first time that I'm actually leaving my department for a different department possibly. And I was wondering if you guys had any feelings on that. And while I'm turning that pot, I am trying to get approved for a mortgage to buy a condo. So it's all good, but it's all kind of like a lot of good things happening all at one time.
And I see that they really, really are. You're really sharp now. You're on top of your game more than ever. Do you feeling that?
I am.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a gigantic pot and a gigantic spoon, and I am just spooning my heart out.
Yeah, you are. And again, you've got a nice balance of who you are and what you're doing, and you're truly creating your own reality. I personally see you changing within the bank and moving up to a thing. And your style, you have a bit of a nurturing style that's really going to work even going into this upper management. And also, I personally see you totally getting the house.
Oh, that is so, I've been working so hard. That is wonderful that you see some real possibilities of these coming to fruition, you know?
Yeah. Jethro?
I agree, and I very much love that, and I feel it's very ironic that you called in today when we're doing our wonderful contest here, because that is your totem, and I can feel it. I'm just going to tell you, you're a wise old owl, and you win one of our necklaces here. We just love you for calling in, Stacy, and right there,
oh,
you got the necklace.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I will contact you back, and we'll go ahead and get that in. You're going to get us to say it when you've got that. I feel that the guys are telling me that there's another part of you taken into effect, and I feel that that's the other part of the giving out. They're showing me very beautiful, positive energy around you, and they're showing me that you're taking into another energy. It's ironic that you won the Jasper, which is a very energy stone, because it will complement that heart of yours that I feel is very golden. They said that there's been some other energies happening with love for you that we need to look at a little bit, because you've got to take this slow and steady as the energy is working, but I feel that there's even better blessings for you in October, November, as all these things come to fruition.
Wow, that's funny you say that, Jethro, because I've had some old romances calling on the phone and wanting me back and this and that, and I'll tell you, when the fireworks gets going, I got it going on every pot on the stove right now.
You're on a roll, girl. Enjoy it.
I am, and I'm so glad that you guys were able to talk to me, and you see things possibly happening my way as I'm trying to get there. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I'll be calling you from a 928, so if it does, just, you know, I just need the information to where to send it. It's always private. We will send you that necklace, and you got that red jasper owl coming in the mail. I'll call you and do that after the show. Thank you, Stacey, for making
it. I am so excited, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacey.
Blue Moon Treasures is happy. They go, we've got two more to go. Let's see what happens. Are you guys going to give these away? We feel like you guys are crazy on the show. We love it, and we would like to add tonight, because Patty is on the show, we would also like to add a beautiful fluorite wand. And so those of you who are tuning in and know what a fluorite wand is, it's a magical energy that's used together to heal people. This is a purple and green one. They've just shown me it's very beautiful. This also will be one of the prizes given away tonight. But all you have to do to get that prize is to tell them why you love Patty over the air tonight during the show. This is great. I'm having such a good time. I hope you guys are too. We got a lot of you guys writing in and going, oh, Jethro, you better pick me. I've got the answer. You're not going to bribe me. I do want chicken fried steak, and I do like chocolate cake. I will hint to you, but you're not going to get in if you have that just because you have a restaurant here in Tampa. We love you guys. Come on in, and let's have it. Patty, we have had a lot of people asking this, and this is something that we were very excited about, and we've been working on it so much. You've helped us with can you share a little bit about what you helped Jan with that has been so financial for Facebook and everyone? It worked for me with the moon. Tell everyone a little bit. I know you... It's such a remarkable thing Patty talked with us to do, and we did it during the moon, and it has brought abundance to those of us having a little bit of financial.
Oh, yes, the money moon spell. Okay, again, this is my favorite, most simple, most powerful spell. I learned it in the 1980s, and it has never failed to always, always work. So all you need, create the sacred space your way, whatever that is. If you work elementally, if you work with prayer, if you work with angels, if you work with elementals, if you work with God directly, however you work, create your sacred space, whether that's incenses and candles and breathing. So then you're going to get a dollar bill, the crispest one you can get, actually, if you can. Otherwise, any dollar bill will be good. And I want you to sit and concentrate, and I want you to think about all the things that you want in the money realm, in the material realm. And I want you to passionately, passionately start writing it on every inch of that dollar, both sides. But, you know, things like credit cards paid off, car that's paid for, write in exact amounts, how much money you want to make, what does your bank account look like, things, new computer, all this stuff that works in that month, things that money can buy. This isn't for love. This isn't for anything else. This is money, for money and abundance and financial wealth. So write it. And I want you actually to work up a sweat while you're writing it, because you are just feeling it. You're tasting it. You're smelling it. And when you get it filled up and you can't write anymore and you can't think of anything more, take it out under the moon. The favorite time to do it for me is the full moon. There's something so magical about that full moon energy. It's so bright, and you're pulling down, drawing down the moon right then and there. But you, if need be, you can do it any time. And in magical thinking, the time usually you would do increased magic is on a new moon, you know, a couple days after the dark moon. But so there's not a real wrong time to do it. To me, the best time is full moon. The next best time is anywhere during the new moon as the moon is growing. But do it as needed. So anyway, you're going to take it out there with that moon, and you're going to look at this dollar with all... And again, if you work with oils, anoint it with oil. Run the dollar bill through your incense if you're burning incense. Make it sacred. Feel it. Taste it. And then under that beautiful moon, you are going to light it up, and you are going to offer it to the universe, offer it to the gods, offer it to whoever you offer to, and it's going to burn so beautifully. You're going to see. And it's so weird because we have... such thoughts about money. It seems like, oh, sacrilegious to burn money like that. And it's actually so empowering. What is this? This is a piece of paper and trained for what you're creating. And then watch it burn up. And that's it. You will get a windfall. There's lots of things you can do with that dollar bill afterwards. If you want to do some candle magic, like I'm going to burn green candle every day for a week or two, you could do that. Roll it in the ashes of that burned up dollar bill. You could use the ashes, sprinkle it on something, wear it in a bit of a mojo bag. But just the burning of the dollar bill itself is the most powerful, right on, here is money in your face thing to do.
I love it. And I got people tuning in going, we're going to do it now. We'll let you know. Those of you tuned in, me and Jan are actual, the first little ones who just jumped on it because we love Patty and did it and had so much. We have so many others that are writing in their success stories. Please just send it to Psychics Gone Wild and we'll put it on the show. We love you guys. We've got a lot of them going, oh my gosh, Patty's now telling us how to get money too. First she got me a relationship because we sat and talked and I realized how to treat guys. And I've got to tell you, this is Carrie Ann. I spoke to you guys a couple months ago. It was the show where Jethro was on the road and I could hear McDonald's stand behind him. I'm sure he got a Big Mac. Yeah, I remember that show. That was actually, I was in Orlando. It was around my birthday. And she's writing here, tuning in to the show. I just feel so happy, Patty. You were so right. I started loving myself, and now someone's loving me back. Thank you. This is so nice. We've got a lot of you guys writing in. We're going to grab those phones. Tune in to the fact that this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we love you guys so much. It's so nice to have. And you guys know the contest tonight. Let's grab those phones, and let's see what we've got. We've got a Skype caller. I'm so proud of you because Skype is being ornery to me. How are you, Skype caller? Hello, 111? If you heard me say unmute, just say hello. Okay, the last time they did this, they did say, and it kept, they gave me three patties, which was really kooky. So I think that's a Skype person. We love you and thank you, but you didn't help us earlier, so goodbye. We're going to go back to whatever that was. I have to say, it's very bit wild. So now we're going to grab, and I have a name here on the one, so I would say this is another Skype caller, but it says Jane.
Jane. Hi, that's me. Hi.
Yes. How are you, Jane? You got
to Skype. I was trying to talk to you in the last Skype call. I thought, is that me?
You got ways, girl. You got your name in. You got Skype. So who do you got friends with, and how do I get a hold of you? Because we need help over there.
Well, I guess I was all covered. I knew something happened to the last caller.
Yes, it was meant to be. Welcome with me and Patty. I'm Jethro, and you are Jane.
Yes.
Right? Okay, cool. I love you, Jane. Talk to us. Let's see what's going on. I can feel so much bubbly energy around. You're like champagne.
Wow, that would be nice, but
a little glass to go.
Oh, look, I've lots going on around me, really. It's all just in the works kind of thing. So it's what it feels like. I'm really trying to get my career going better. And that would be my main question, but I don't know, just a lot of crazy stuff going around. This whole year has been like that. Are you still there?
Yeah, it sounded like you weren't finished.
Oh, I don't know.
We're waiting. What?
Well, I don't want to bore you.
Oh, no. I'm hearing other energies around you, and they're talking to me a little bit in a different tone, and I got to go with the guides on it, but they're telling me that there's some things happening there with the finances with you that is coming together, but I keep seeing a male who keeps, like, ironically, they keep breaking, like, noodles or spaghetti. Now, with the Italians, you never break the noodles, because if you do, you know, you'll never find love. It's a very true belief. People have laughed at me, but I've always done... I'm sharing that with you, Jane, because they're showing me that. For some reason, they keep showing me him doing that. So that tells me you have someone who's affecting what's going on with your energies. What you're talking to me about, I feel, has something to do with it. Does there a person's name, like Ken or something like that, resonate? There's something with a Ken. I'm getting a male's name with you.
Okay. There's one from my past whose name is Glenn.
Okay, there's it. That's it. And I apologize. Sometimes you hear me talk like this, and I have a little bit of a... But they're telling me that he has done something or gone through something and broke the love with you, and the angels are telling me that this is something that has to be kind of worked through or something done. And I feel you're, not to be angry, but I feel like you're okay, but I feel there's something going on with him that's sending energy, and it wasn't handled right. You know what I mean?
Oh, he wasn't. Yeah. He was, you know... He's drawn a lot of drama, and, you know, he's one of those guys, not the most honest person with women.
Oh, and here I am. See, I'm in the love thing, Patty. What has gone on with me? Ever since I started doing that magazine, I'm like, everywhere the love, we find everywhere we go. Sorry, Jane, I can't stay out of your love life. I need to step back. Patty, what are you getting for the question?
I'm getting a bunch of shift. I'm getting a bunch of maybe a little chaos, but that's a good thing. I mean, it might feel like a little, you know, like a whoa, this wasn't what you were expecting, but a big, big change, even in career. What did you say about, if that's what you're looking for right now?
For work?
Yeah. I'm seeing a big I'm seeing a big change. Are you working somewhere now?
I'm doing my own thing. I have my own business.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but it's, well, you know, it's kind of, everything is just kind of drying up with it. So I'm ready to change things.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. A big, big shift in how you, and I don't usually use the word attack, but what Spirit's telling me is something in the word, a change even in the word how you attack it. And I'm sure it's not a business that has attack in it, but there's something about that word that Spirit's saying you should use in attack it and cause a shift. And something that you know that's not, look at it, there's something that you know that's not working or not working the way you want it to, switch it up. Switch it up. There's something very specific of ways of doing things, even ways of belief system within what you're doing, that the tiniest shift will make the biggest difference.
Oh, okay.
And then I see money coming in. But you've got to a little bit more conscious, and you are conscious, I'm getting that, but a little bit more conscious in your looking at the whys and wheres of everything you're doing along the way, everything from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. And then you take a left brain, you know, a rational brain, look at it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then give it over to your right brain, your intuitive brain. But like, okay, wow, I always, whatever, at 11 o'clock I do this and this and this and work these clients, and wow, that isn't working, is it? So I'm not going to do it like that anymore. I'm going to come.
Well, I'm in that energy totally. I'm just letting go of a lot of it because I just, if something isn't working, it's just crazy to keep doing the same thing.
Right, right. So that's what I see. You're in that shift right now. And again, don't be afraid to be a little uncomfortable within the shift and like a little, feel the earthquake underneath you. That just means it's like Phoenix rising from the ashes. It's good. It's going to be good. But don't be afraid of that. Just hold your breath and jump. And I think it's going to really shift things around, especially financially. And keep balance. Keep really good balance. Don't obsess about things. Keep balance of work and
play. I'm doing better. I'm doing better with the balance. It used to bother me a lot. I have more faith now than I used to.
Good. So I think you're well on your way. And I see it really, really happening.
Cool. That's good.
Love you, Jade. Thank you for being cool and having fun with us. And
yeah,
I got to ask you.
I just ask you about the guy. What am I supposed to do to get rid of that guy? Is there anything I can do?
I do feel that. And I'll tell you what I would do is I would sit down and I would start with the carnation cleansing. I would go and get a little bundle of them, you know, carnation white flowers. I go to the cheap places like Wally World, grab it.
I wouldn't spend a lot on this guy.
You're in, baby. You're going to love this. You grab that carnation, you grab them, you go in, you take and you do a warm shower with just water and the carnations. While you're doing that, you visualize all things of his, and you intently give that to him. You visualize a color of a box, something you don't like a color that offends you, something, and you visualize it and you give it to him. It does two things. The waters can do it. It will give it back. The carnations will cleanse your aura. Air dry. Then obviously you need to get dressed after you've air dried because you're going to take with your opposite hand, pick up those carnations that I've done that you've washed yourself with. I used to use Stim and all. I take them in and rinse. Then I put that in a brown paper bag. After you know you've gotten dressed, pick up with your opposite hand you use, take it out and get it off of the property. I will take mine to a four corners for two reasons. It's going to cleanse the energy. He is doing it. And then I feel like what you're going to also do is you need to write out a part of this is, you know, all karmic debt I have with you, I consider paid, and all karmic debt, you know, anything he owes you, you consider it paid. Anything you owe with him, you give that over to the universe to take care of. Burn that, and it'll be good. I thank you. First time I've ever read for you, and here I'm picking up your ex love life. I tell you, I've gotten people tell me, they said, Jethro, you've went into too much of the love because everything goes to the heart chakra, but it will help you, and I feel that you're going to be so happy because there is someone else that's coming that's a lot better. You deserve it. He was just something in karma. Once you do that and it burns it, the angels will do it. In 3 days, you're going to feel like a new girl because you got all that weight of him off of you.
Yeah, well, I ran into him probably about a month ago. I hadn't seen him for 3 years, and he was just, like, creepy, like, staring at me the whole time. And
He messed up.
He
knows
me.
He messed up. You're the good one that got away. Well, the problem is it's creepy and he's not right. You know, and there's nothing wrong with having someone that has a little bit. We all, none of us are perfect. But what I'm stating for you guys that are texting me, this man is not being good to her and she's choosing to put up a boundary. Because I got people that just go crazy. They're like, Jethro, you're just always on everybody. No, I'm not. I love love. But if something's not right, you shouldn't hang on to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, he was crossed the line into something that wasn't, you know.
Jane, where did you find us? Did you find us on the Facebook, the Google? Because you're just cool. We're keeping you. Me and Patty love you.
Yeah.
You're staying.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take the shower and do. I've done so much stuff to get rid of that guy, and I thought I was there. But I guess this is the last little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you, Jane. Whoops, they're grabbing her, Jane.
Thank you. Wow, you little spellcaster, you, Jethro. That's a beautiful spell. I love that with the water and the carnations.
And we got to someday. Me and Patty need to come together and do one together. You guys that have listened to it and read the bark or done with my audio, my second teacher, Abby, was very white. She used a lot of white magic in work. And I through the years, learned that a lot of things they do. If you want someone to really talk to you, take a piece of your hair, set out and think of them very strongly. Look towards the east. Take one piece of hair, twing it out. It's not going to hurt. Just one hair. And say their name three times to that, blowing on that hair. That person will call you immediately. I've got these things. We got to get together, Patty. We're going to write one. It's going to be Jethro and Patty going magically wild.
I love it.
And a lot of folk calls are going, Jethro, you never let me in. If I don't win a necklace today with you and Patty, I swear I'm going to go find the friend of yours and tell him about all the times you didn't come into their restaurant. It won't work. I'm there every day. Ha ha. We got one here from Tampa. We've got an 813, so we know a Florida call at least. How are you, 813?
Jethro, it's Danielle. How are you?
I'm great, Danielle. What are you doing? You call our show. I'm so happy. There's a friend of mine that comes to my psychic circle. You know, we're having it tomorrow night, Saturday, and you've got it. I've told you how Patty's so great. I'm so glad you got to call in. This girl's just such a doll. Patty's such a sweetie. Ask our magical Patty some cool stuff.
Well, I wanted to, this was all about animals. I wanted to kind of call in and share my story, which, as you know, So I lost my three babies, animal babies, that is, back in May, and two were kitties and one was a doggie, all same day, and it's been months, and Jethro has played a huge role in helping me heal and understand and kind of pull myself back together again, like Humpty Dumpty. So I kept having dreams, actually, and, you know, I feel like I have a lot of talents that I haven't discovered. So I really try to pay attention to my dreams as a way to kind of get into it, and I kept having dreams of a little black kitty. And she would show up either with one or all of my animals on the other side, and I kept having these dreams over and over again, and this little black kitty kept popping up, popping up, popping up. And I said, all right, well, I don't feel like I'm ready, but maybe I'm ready. So I came home from one of our psychic circles, and lo and behold, little black kitty in the parking lot yelling at me. But it had an earmark. So it was one of the trap, neuter, release program casts. So I couldn't take her home, but she prompted me to the very next day go to one of the local shelters, Suncoast Animal League, and take a look at some kitties. And lo and behold, I came home with Harley, and she's a doll. She's just beautiful. She's 8 months old. She's all black, orange eyes. She's just a beautiful, beautiful cat. And she has a past too. She was from a hoarding situation, so she had a lot of upper respiratory issues. So the poor thing, you can't pick her up. You can love her. She'll roll all over you. She wants belly rubs, but you can't pick her up. That's the only thing you can't do. So they said she's a project, and I said, well, great, I'm a project too. So.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You've got the best medium in the world on tonight. Patty, can you tell her and help her with her little friends over there? I'm going to go cry for a minute. But you please, thank you, Danielle. I love that you got a baby.
That little kitty, it's just the energy. It's been so frightened for so long and never had anybody to trust correctly or understand, that it's going to warm up to you. Yes, it's going to be a little bit of a project, but just sit with it. Just sit with it. And you know, as far away as it's comfortable with it, and with your hand out, and energy, literally send the energy, feel the energy from your heart, from your hand into this little kitty. You know, send pink lights, and you know, start creating rainbows of color, and it's going to slowly, like, reel it into you when it knows it's safe, and it's going to turn out to be the most amazing, best kitty imaginable. And talk about connecting through the other side, this kitty really, really will.
Really?
Wow. Aww. Yeah. You're going to start even noticing that. Now, again, it's still very protective, and because it's just on guard, but you're going to start noticing, what's Kitty looking at? What's Kitty doing and connecting with? And you're going to even hear it purring sometime.
I see her playing. I feel like when I watch her play, it seems like there's somebody else or something else she's playing with, and that makes me feel good.
This one, because it probably didn't have the bestest life in this plane up till now. Now it does. It's lived very much on the other side.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Well, I do have a question for the group, and that is that I had an ex pop up, and he is my ex that I was with when this all happened. And granted, he dropped everything that day and came running and was there, but emotionally, he just wasn't there. He's a very emotionally unstable person. I think there's even some mental illness there. You know, I don't want to judge, but I have a brother who's bipolar, so I know the signs. And, you know, ultimately a week later it just ended because it was just problems on top of problems, and I felt really abandoned by him. So, you know, that was months ago, and now he's popped up again, and he's been really just verbally abusive, and he has kind of gotten on this, like, temper tantrum, and obviously I hurt him by leaving, but he keeps giving me guilt, and he keeps telling me that it's my fault that they're dead and that they hate me for it, and they're on the other side hating me, and that things aren't going to work out with this cat either because I'm cursed and there's this black cloud over me, and I'm trying not to let it get to me. You know, I know I love my pets more than anybody could have loved them, and I know they love me back, but it's just hard, and I don't know if anyone's picking up on that, and if this is something unresolved that I just need to work through with him, or if I just need to cut him out of my life because he's just bad juju. I don't know.
Cut him out. I'm going to let Love Dr. Jethro take this over, but no, he is, number one, he's just saying that to be mean. There's no truth there. He's just saying that to hurt you in the worst way he thinks he can hurt you. And it's not true. There's no truth there, and you do not need that in your life, period. That's all I'm going to say, Jethro.
I love it. No, Patty's right. And cut him out with a sharp stick in the eye first so he remembers it, because this person is definitely doing control tactics. The best way sometimes to win the game is not to play, and he's into some mental game with you. I do see the really better part. Remember, we did see the person. I see a couple others of energy coming up for you. I think this is really good. This is sometimes a big karmic and energy that will happen. The guides and the angels will sometimes bring you the past so you can live in the present to move on to the future. This happens a lot with love relationships. I've done this so many years. He's what you had and what you got before. Well, now you just got to realize in your heart, you're more better and stronger. What didn't hurt you another was made you stronger. We all know as friends in that, when you came to us, you were a very fragile woman and just lost your babies. We had quite a few with me and Carlene. A few of the other people here were ready to cry. As people read this and felt with you, we got you stronger. He's a potato head. We need to flip him in the spud cooker and get you someone that's going to really be your appetite. You're a good girl. You're a knockout, and you're a great friend, and you've got too much potential to be playing with Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
So, we love you, Daniel. We got to run. You guys got to keep going in, you know, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow night. I understand we're going to be doing Burritos Are Wild.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Tuning in, all of you that are coming in, this is Psyche Jethro and Patty Negri, the one and the only phenomenal people that are just here on Fridays. No, we're not phenomenal. We're just really good, psychic, gifted people that like to tease you. I had a person I do owe an apology to, Norm Massal. You had wrote me, and I'm so sorry, Norm Massal, that when Norm got a hold of me, he had wrote me an email, and unfortunately it got sent back, and he was giving one of my receipts and invoices. He misunderstood that as a billing, and I want you to know, Norman, I've tried to contact you. You keep calling the number. Please, Norman, when someone says you that, I am not real left-sided. And right now my help and assistant, my new assistant, Cindy, is phenomenal, but she just is a couple days new. And so I'm teaching her, and right now it's like the blind leading the blind. So please bear with me with the help here because, you know, I got to laugh. You just wrote me again and said, why do you keep doing this? And so I just want you to know you said you were listening into the show. It was an honest mistake. For some reason, your number is real close to mine, and I sent it to my accountant is what I was trying to do. Those of you tuning in, this is Jethro and Patty, and we're going wild on Fridays. Patty, tell everybody what happens when you actually sit down and decide that you're feeling the energy. That's why we're going to the dogs, and we love Dora. She's such a doll. Tuning in, those of you going, we got to keep on that contest. Maybe Dora knows that. The winner right now is Chantel with her little tiny chihuahua that says, Psyche's Gone Wild, and she's in this Facebook room. The second runner-up is Rose, but that could change because it goes to the end of the month. You have not won yet. I'm just telling you guys that you guys are in the lead in that contest. Please send your pictures of animals and dogs or cats, any animal you have in. We have people voting on it. We have a lot of ones coming through, and we will get a winner. Right now, with almost the likes are with them, but Chantel also let me know that she, you know, loved that picture. So we want to make sure you guys that are tuning in are having a blast, because we are. Patty, they were asking about when you're doing this kind of work, and you, there comes a point in your life where you start to charge. What they're writing and they're asking is, they've been doing this for a couple of years, and someone had told them donations, and that's gotten to the point, but now they're here and they're doing this and they're paying a little amount every month to do their psychic work. What part do you feel that would be the part when you start charging, and what should you feel when you should start charging customers?
Oh, that is a beautiful question. So many answers to it.
Well,
there is something too that even in the old school philosophy of the crossing the palm, even when you've been giving it away for, and once you get past just doing it for your friends and learning how, there should be payment or donation. It could be anything, because that's literally especially with magical working as well as psychic work, because, again, you are taking the responsibility off because they are giving you money. When I do things for people free all the time, I'm going, you have to pay me 25 cents, literally silver crossing the palm. So you will just kind of know inside when you're to that point, you're confident in your ability, you're competent, you know what you're doing, you're giving people good work and good readings, and if it's something you're choosing, okay, I'm going to claim this, I'm going to literally hang this shield. I am a professional psychic or psychic medium or whatever you are doing. That's a hard thought out and beautiful choice to do. And I'm one for organic. I'm not, to me, the people who make it are the people who start out and then work up as demand grows. Somebody who starts out on $1,000 a minute, you know, and they're new is like, oh, you know, you've got a little ego behind there. Let's start some more different. So let it work out. Feel what feels right to you. And you'll know. Trust your intuition. Right, Jessica?
Oh, I'm so much behind Patty, and I want you guys to remember, those of you, Dee, that's writing in on that. The really excellent thing, too, is like what Patty just said, and you'll feel the value. I do agree that it becomes a good exchange. I can honestly tell you back, you know, almost, well, I'm telling my age, 20-some years ago, there was a point where I did a lot of things for, I worked in a town that was very much farming, and they would give me cases of pecan tea, apple pies. There was like, it was very much in value. What was really excellent about it is me and my two boys and three other children I was raising did very, very well. We were very, very much well-fed, well-done. The really excellent part was, as we did that exchange, they were the ones who started to put together for me, as you guys see now, Psychics Jethro's, you know, business. They referred friends back in the 90s. They told me one thing really fun, just what Patty said there. The woman told me, she goes, my goodness, you know, you guys, how do you get with the gas? And I said, well, we put together. I learned the value. You value yourself, and you do fairly. People will, too. Look in there and find that. Listen to yourself, too. Always curb it. If you guys know, this is something I've taught all my students, take a tape recorder, listen to it. And I asked back then when I first was doing it, do you mind? Because I would go back over it. And it's amazing through the years with that for the people that I taped and let them take home. They brought it back to me. You will be so amazed when you hear your guides telling them verbatim or what you feel. It's a great way to monitor yourself. I love you guys. We've got so many of you calling in. I know we are still doing those contests. We have two necklaces from Blue Moon Treasures. We've got to get me and Patty to say that magic word. It has something to do with a flying bird at night. You heard me earlier. Stacy won one. We've got two more necklaces to give away. We've also got that beautiful fluorite. If you really want to one and you just want to say it, you can say you love Patty because you just whatever, but you've got to say it over the show. We have a lot of them right now. Do emails count? Yes. If we don't get through it, we got 5 minutes left with two shows. I will pick an email because we have, oh my goodness, we have a full page of the people that are emailing and loving Patty. So we've got some loving of Patty going on. Let's just somebody say it over the air and we can give you that prize. Here we go. 856-776. You're another 856. We've got you on. How are you, 856?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. This is Laura.
Well, Laura, welcome. You have found us at Psyche's Gone Wild. Are you okay with that?
Yes. I'm very good. Thank you.
You. We love you. What question do you have or what would you like to look at?
Okay, so I am on a contract with a company until the end of December, and I was wondering, do you see me staying on at this company in a different capacity, different position, or do you see me moving on to a whole different company altogether?
That's where you want to start?
I do feel like there's something going here with you and that, and I feel like I keep seeing, Laura, it's really ironic, but I'm seeing like semis or I'm seeing something here energy-wise. They showed me like big wheels keep on turning. Okay, guides, now, you know what, if she's not Tina Turner, work with me here. They're telling me something here. I feel there is a movement. I see yes. I say yes, there is. For when you were talking and just reading this through the air, that's what I'm picking up. I'm also hearing from the guides with you that there's something going on around you with, like, it looks to me like it's wheels or physical. Can you talk to me a little bit about what you do over the air? What kind of career?
Well, I develop training, curriculum, you know, for training, and sometimes I actually do the stand-up training. And one of the women that I work with today confided in me that there is a position opening for a trainer position, and I'm not sure if it's a permanent position, though, or it might be another contract, and I don't know anything about it. If I were to get the trainer position, I guess maybe I would be traveling, but I'm not sure. I'm not even sure if it's permanent or if I'm going to be moving on to a whole different company altogether at the end of the contract. I'm just trying to get a handle on, you know, whether or not I'm going to be gainfully employed on a continuous basis. I wonder what the wheel,
if
that means. I don't know.
I would say yes. I feel like it's going to be yes on a continual basis. I feel that everything's in motion already is what they're showing me the wheel means to me. I just keep seeing it like woom, woom when you're talking. Patty, are you feeling something?
Yeah, no, I'm getting the same thing. And I do see you. I'm seeing that you trading. You on the stage of so sort. You speaking. You doing. So, yeah, I see you definitely going in that direction with it.
Well, the woman that would be, if it's going to happen, the woman's name is Christine. Do you see anything about, is Christine going to be approaching me about this position, or? No, maybe. Because it could be a whole different company.
I'm not seeing a woman there, but that's not saying there isn't one. I'm actually seeing a man.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to go with that, Laura. Yeah.
Male energy. I'm getting male energy. But again, but it's good. So maybe it's good. Maybe you're just not supposed to know this second in time. Just keep moving forward with what you want and the desire with it, and I think it's just still being worked out. As Jethro said, it's like the wheels are already turning, and
Do you think is it permanent, though, or is it a contract?
I feel permanent. Lori, we love you. They're giving us less than 90 seconds, so got to go.
Okay.
Call again. Thanks for calling.
Let us know.
Let us know. Real quickly, we're going to go ahead and pull one here. We've got, I love Patty because when I listen to her show, she always makes my weekends a lot happier. I'm over here in California, too. Denise McCarr, you win that fluorite, and we love all of you guys that put in. So, Denise, you're the winner. We still will go on. Patty, tell them quickly where they can get you, and I'll let them know it's me, and then we're going to roll right out that door before they shut it on us.
Okay, we'll be fast. You can, of course, find me at Psychics Gone Wild, and you can find me direct at pattynegri.com, PattyNegri.com. All my contact information is there, and, of course, Facebook. And Jethro?
Same thing, PsychicsGoneWild.com, or you can find me at JethroSmith.net. I have a setup a little bit, take a little time, go online, do all your scheduling there. Busy doing Arlington, Virginia, and Florida, but I'm here for you. I still do phone and Skype and love all of you. Till next week, remember, stay wild.